98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Oshkosh residents came out to address concerns at a budget hearing at City Hall on Tuesday night. Most came to speak on the proposed funding cut to the Oshkosh Area Humane Society. The proposed budget includes a line item that reduces the city's payment to OAHS for animal services by 44%. Yava Engel, executive director of OAHS, explained the shelter is 90% donor-funded.
The cost of each stray animal we take in is $250, and that is just for the basic care. Whereas we currently receive $150 from the city of Oshkosh for each of the animals. That is a gap of $100 per animal that the Humane Society has to cover from donated funds.
Oshkosh Police Chief Dean Smith told the Common Council after most of the people had left the meeting that he is attempting to right-size the funding for animal welfare.
Everybody wants animals to be treated well, but we also had to look at this as a business decision for taxpayer dollars. And we wanted to right-size the contract based upon what our peers around us were funding, in specifically the city of Appleton, Neenah, Fond du Lac. And when we reviewed what they were spending, they were spending far less than what we are spending for like services.
The proposed 2026 budget comes with a tax levy mill rate reduction to $7.73 per $1,000. That's down from $8.14 in 2025. The proposed 2026 budget now goes to the Common Council for a vote during its November 11th meeting. The Outagamie County Board of Supervisors approved a $440 million budget Monday night. While the budget shows a $65 million increase over this year's budget, the property tax rate decreased by 17 cents per $1,000 of property value. Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson told Fox 11 News that the budget is up due to capital improvements. The County Board of Supervisors voted 24-5 to pass the 2026 budget. At tonight's Oshkosh Area School District Board meeting, the board will consider a resolution authorizing the district to borrow $5 million to maintain the district's finances. This is in addition to the $10 million line of credit approved back in August. The resolution states that the district needs to borrow the money because health claims were higher than anticipated over the summer and grant revenue from the Department of Public Instruction was delayed significantly. The loan will cost the district $2,500 in origination fees and carries a 7.5% interest rate. The school board meets at 6 p.m. tonight at the school district administration office on South Eagle Street. Some Republican lawmakers have proposed a bill that would ban absentee ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin, and it got a hearing in an assembly committee on Tuesday. Savannah Tomei Olson takes us there.
Wisconsin had more than 500 drop boxes in 2020. In 2022, the state Supreme Court ruled they're unconstitutional. Less than a year later, justices reversed that decision. Currently, it's up to each municipality and clerk to decide whether to use a drop box. Last year, according to documents from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, there were 78 across the state. Now, 20 Republicans have signed on to a bill that would ban the use of drop boxes in Wisconsin. However, we have a Democratic governor, Representative Lindy Brill, who wrote the drop box ban bill, and Representative Scott Krug, both Republicans.
My first question is, do you see Governor Evers signing this bill?
Fair question. No, unfortunately. But I'm taking this head on because our Republican president believes this is the direction we should be heading.
A handful of clerks testified against the bill Tuesday. They said at this point they feel a drop box is safer than the mail. Rock County Clerk Lisa Tollefson and Marathon County Clerk Kim Trueblood.
My husband was a town clerk, and during the November election, he had a ballot that should never have left Wisconsin that detoured through South Dakota.
I have clerks tell me all the time that they are getting absentee ballots returned up to a week after the election, and based on the postmark, it has taken 2 or 3 weeks for that ballot to go through the mail stream. It has been handled by who knows how many people in who knows how many places.
The more popular idea among clerks, Democrats, and some Republicans seem to be creating security standards for drop boxes. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
With a story that would make Gordon Lightfoot happy, here's Civic Media's Connie Fellman.
The gales of November are here, and a Midwest legend lives on along the northern shores of Wisconsin. 50 years after the Edmund Fitzgerald sank in Lake Superior, a new memorial now stands in Washburn to honor the crew. All 29 men were killed in the notorious wreck. The memorial is built from pieces of Ashland ore dock and includes pellets from the ship's final load. The story still echoes through generations, kept alive by the famous song that tells of that November storm.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks fall in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks were playing back-to-back games, and it showed. They lost by 28 to the Raptors, 128-100. They're back in Milwaukee today, getting ready to host the Chicago Bulls Friday night at 7 in the first round of the NBA Cup. College basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers need to work more on their defense. Head coach Greg Gard after the win over Campbell Monday night.
We got a little antsy, I thought, at times, and then got burnt because of it, which is good. It's a good teaching moment for us. I'll show them when they're up in the air spinning around while the ball's getting dribbled by. That's why we say 90% of the game is played with your feet on the floor. It's hard to move when you're up in the air when the ball's getting dribbled by you. Little things that if we continue to clean those things up, we'll become a better defensive team.
They host Northern Illinois on Friday. NFL, the Packers placing Tucker Kraft on injured reserve and elevated Josh Wiley, a tight end originally from the Titans, from their practice squad to the 53-man roster to replace Kraft. With Sports, on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 55 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow will be partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.